I've been blogging for 8 years. Like, I can't believe that I've done that for so long. But I'm one of those people that if I enjoy something, I do it forever. So I started dancing when I was 4 years old. I still dance and take dance classes. And like, when I love a thing, I love a thing, and I continue to enjoy and focus on it. So I still very much love blogging. I love the written word. I love reading. I love reading other people's blogs, even though I don't get to do it quite as often as I used to. I love what blogging has done for me personally and professionally. It's just a fun thing that I do. It's like, it's not a hobby, it's a business now, but it started out as a hobby. And I thought that today I would share 7 blogging mistakes to avoid as you move forward in your blogging journey, whether or not you're new to blogging or you're like, you've been doing it a few years, but you're just thinking, well, why isn't it all coming together? I totally get it. I've made so many mistakes. Oh my God. There was like a year where I was running 3 different blogging concepts because I was given the feedback that you should really niche down and that you couldn't have all the concepts in one blog, which actually I could have if I really had the sophistication and awareness of how to kind of put that together. In fact, one blog that does it really well is Create and Go, or Moving Foxes actually is the better one to share in terms of having lots of different types of content housed under one website. But I didn't do that. Like, I followed the other advice and broke it apart, and that actually delayed my progress blogging. But I actually think that was part of the journey. It was a good experience for me to have. But I don't want you to lose a year or stall out or get behind on your goals in the way that I did. So I want to bring this episode to you. To get to the show notes, you can go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/blogging mistakes. Again, it's michelleismoneyhungry.com/blogging mistakes. This episode is a bonus episode. I'm doing bonus episodes all about blogging until the first week of March. The show affiliate for this episode is Elite Blog Academy. I am a proud affiliate of Elite Blog Academy, a comprehensive blogging course that covers everything, and I do mean everything, about blogging, creating a digital business, and everything in between. I absolutely love the community, the connections, and all the bonus materials that students receive as they make their way through the course. They also get to attend the Facebook groups, office hours, and more. It's just a really amazing community and resource. So if you're interested in that, check out the Elite Blog Academy blog for more information, inspiration, and ideas. The link is in the show notes. So we're talking blogging mistakes, and oh my God, I've made so many. But mistake number one actually is a lack of clarity. So before I mentioned that I had these 3 different blogging concepts before that I was trying to work on, because I'm multi-passionate, have multiple focuses, and the areas of focus were Colorado, entrepreneurship, and personal finance. Now, quite honestly, I could have combined all of that into one blog where I shared stories about my life in Colorado, and money and entrepreneurship are connected, right? Like that, I way overthought it. I way overthought how I could share that information. And in fact, I could have had blog posts specifically talking about Colorado and my experience being a Coloradan and just shown a window into my life, if you will. And then the other posts could have been informative. There was a way that I could have combined all of that into one site. But I really got a little misdirected, if you will, by other people's feedback concerning niching down. And I think there's a difference between niching down and clarity. So if I had wanted to share all of my interest in that one site, I just would have had to be clear about the purpose of the site, who it's intended for. I just would have had to sit down and think about who my listener and reader avatar was like, who's the person that I'm trying to connect to with what I'm doing? Versus having a website where you're only talking about one thing, which is a niche site. So a great example of a website that covers lots of different topics is Chasing Foxes, actually. Great website, covers all kinds of random stuff. They make great money. And literally, part of the reason why they were able to do that was they had just different areas of focus. And instead of being like, we only do this one thing, they were like, we do these five things. These are five things we cover. This is what we're doing. And then they committed and got the content out there. And so I think the mistake 1.A would be lack of clarity, but 1.B would be not enough content regardless of what you're doing. And so I have been auditing my blogs, actually. I've been kind of looking at, well, how much content have I been putting out there? What does it look like? How many words have I been writing? And it's been very interesting because how I blogged in the beginning of my blogging career versus how I do it now is very different, but there are things that you have to do in order to really prop your blog up in such a way to get people to read it, be aware of it, and just gain momentum. And so just being clear about the following, who you're writing for, how often you're going to be writing, the topics of interest, how they could be interwoven together. So again, I could have totally written about Colorado entrepreneurship and personal finance. Like I could have totally done that from the beginning, but I would have just had to be clear about how I wove everything together. By the way, since this is a bonus episode, I've decided I am not editing these. So just letting you know, there are going to be ums in this. Mistake number two, not knowing your avatar. Who is it that is reading your blog? Who are you trying to connect with? Who are you trying to reach? In the past, I would have written this actually as your blog avatar, but nowadays we're online content creators and we're positioned in a lot of different places online. My avatar currently is the following: typically a woman who wants lifestyle flexibility and freedom, wants to earn more money selling products via her own expertise, is looking to be of service to communities that she's developing and growing, and also to support other communities, to be a champion for other people, values fitness and self-care, values travel, and is on a financial journey of some sort. So she could be investing, you know, a significant amount of money. She could be paying off debt. She could be in between, but that is who I'm working with, who I think about when I'm writing my content. Like that's who I envision. Her name is Summer. That shouldn't surprise you at all. So really spend some time thinking about who it is that you are creating your content for, how much they make, where they live, what they do, what they like, what they dislike, what they enjoy. Like spend some time thinking about that. Build it out. In fact, every single course that talks about content creation, whether it's blogging, vlogging, podcasting, whatever it is that you're doing, writing a book, they want you to have a clear idea of who your content is for. Because if you are approached by a brand to do a brand collaboration, they want to know, if I collaborate with you, who are you speaking to? Like, are we a good match? And is that a good or bad thing? It's a great thing, because then it goes back to mistake number one, which is lack of clarity. It eliminates confusion. You have a lot of clarity when you know exactly who your avatar is. Mistake number three, this one's the hardest thing ever. Oh my God. Inconsistency. Blogging consistently can be so dang hard because of all of the distractions. And if you add podcasting or vlogging to the mix, you've created an even more complicated scenario. Here's the thing, or scenario, depends on how you want to say it. Here's the thing, if you're trying to build your platform, like your online platform, grow your opt-ins and make money, people need to believe you're going to show up like a date. You have to be consistent, even if it's one day a week and everything else is a bonus. So for me, what I do now is I always show up on Monday. always show up on Monday. Monday is when I start the week. Monday, usually I have a blog post or no, Monday, usually a podcast drops. And then any other content besides that is just bonus content. So this episode is bonus, right? So if next week I decide to do 6 posts, those are just bonuses. But no matter what, I always show up on Monday, period. Always show up on Monday. So that is what you remember from my platform. Monday, I will show up. Monday, 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 Monday. I always show up. Consistency is so hard to build into what you're doing that literally it's taken me years to be as consistent as I am now. Like I've struggled with it. I've seen other people struggle with it. It's not a unique issue. And honestly, like consistency, it's not just with your blogging, it's anything in your life, right? So anyway, just focusing on consistency, it's so huge. It spills over into other parts of your life. You have to focus on that. Mistake number 4. I'm still working on this one. Not creating systems and relying on your memory for all the things you're trying to do with each blog post. So currently, each of my blog posts require the following components. They're not hard to do. It's just that this all needs to happen. An opt-in, affiliate links, backlinks to other posts on my website, resources, images, SEO optimization, a minimum word count per post, disclaimer, disclosure, hidden pins, tag the correct categories, edit the blog snippet. And I feel like I might be missing one thing. The thing is, not having systems or a blog playbook means that every single time that you or I write a post, we're going to forget something. We're literally going to forget something important every single time, because we're relying on our memory, and then we get distracted, and then your dog like licks your foot in between what you're doing, and then your kid cries, or your husband has a question, or your mom calls you, or your dad, or your work. So you have to just create systems and have them written down so that you can just follow that and not rely on your memory. It takes a lot of energy. Ugh, have systems. Mistake number 5, forgetting about your avatar's needs when you're writing your posts. So in the beginning, I would write a lot of like very introspective posts about my life and me, because I was thinking a lot about myself and like my personal finance journey and paying off debt. And I was so deeply in debt. It was so stressful. Everything sucked. And while people enjoyed my story and stories, it wasn't addressing any of my readers' needs. And by that, what I mean is, yes, I could share my stories, but maybe I had readers who were interested in how I hacked free stuff so that I could live the same quality of life on less, or how I was able to pay off currently $60,000 in debt and what that entailed. Instead of just talking about how I did it for me, maybe I could have shared posts that kept them in mind. And so having the whole what's in it for them area of focus with your posts is huge, because those convert well in search engines where people are looking for solutions to their problems. But then for your community, they're like, wow, Michelle really gets where I'm coming from. She wrote this post or shared this story from this perspective. She gets it, and she shared a solution. I don't need to take the solution, and it's got a disclosure because this is 2020. You can't say that her solution's the right one for you or for everyone. But, you know, you get the picture. People want to feel like you are understanding where they're coming from and what their needs are and what they need help with. And if you write content or create content that isn't solution oriented a good chunk of the time, it's going to be really difficult also to grow your page views, to be honest, because no one's going to be looking for how you did things. They want to look for how they can get a thing done. So keep that in mind when you're creating your content. You can absolutely write about your journey and share your story. And in fact, you have to keep your story as a part of your brand. But at the same time, you have to be aware of your readers' needs, of the needs of the people consuming the content that you're generating. Blogging mistake number 6, not optimizing your blog post URLs so that they are easily searchable. I just had a hiccup. What in the heck do I mean? So I actually did not start consistently doing this until the middle of 2019, because one day I was auditing my blog posts and I was like, these are horrible URLs for searchability. Like, this is terrible for SEO. Like, my knowledge of the craft of blogging and SEO, search engine optimization, and understanding how people find content. And also, I was going on podcast interviews. I was sharing my own podcast, and it was difficult for me to share a link that was, for example, michelleismoneyhungry.com/743-A. Like, no one can remember that. So there is a reason why the blog post, the show notes URL for this show is michelleismoneyhungry.com/blogging-mistakes. There's a reason why it's that way, because it's much easier for me to say, much easier for me to share, much easier for you to look for, and all the search engines can figure it out too. Like, there's no guessing what that is all about. And that is actually a key strategy for SEO, is making all the keywords easily searched, so searchable. So there you go. And then mistake number 7, this is a huge one for that point when you've kind of, when you've become debt free, when you've saved 100 grand, when you've lost 100 pounds, when you've reached that pinnacle of whatever it is you've been working towards on your site, you need to remember, or you need to be aware of when you've become unrelatable to your readers. This is huge, because people, as they go through a transformative journey, they change. And so the people that they initially are speaking to, they might still be in the journey, right? They still might be trying to change. They still might be inspired by what you've done, but you are moving forward and moving on because you're different now, right? You're different now. And a good example of this is when people are making, a good example of this in blogging actually is income reports. So when people are writing these blog income reports, and in the beginning, the reports are like $11. Like, my first month when I did my first one officially, I was like, yeah, I made $11. And then, they've been growing. Well, there's a point where some bloggers, they're making 10,000 and it's still relatable, but it's aspirational and it feels like attainable, right? Then it hits 100,000 a month. And then that becomes totally unrelatable, because people are like, dude, I just want to make $10,000 a month. Like, I can't even imagine making 100, like, I can't even connect with you now. And so a smart blogger, what they'll do in those situations is they will bring in other people in their community who are making less, but still are relatable to the community at large. I know of several bloggers who've done this, where they're like, they know what they're making is completely unrelatable. And it's now their job to find other people in the community who the other community members can relate to. Because honestly, like, I'm not making $100,000 a month. I cannot relate to that. I have friends who make $100,000 a month blogging, several. I love them dearly. They work hard. They've done a good job. And for me, because I blog and stuff, I enjoy still reading those, but it's not relatable because I don't make that. And by the way, they're not unicorns. Like, I know more than one person making that kind of, like, kind of money. My point is, when you're blogging or podcasting, you have to be very aware of being relatable to the people that you're trying to connect with. Once you lose that relatability, you lose the audience. So those are 7 blogging mistakes that you should avoid. I am very excited to share this bonus content. These are things that I've been asked about before, but just haven't had time to talk about. Don't forget to go to the show notes, which is michelleismoneyhungry.com/blogging-mistakes, and also to check out the Elite Blog Academy blog. Hope you enjoyed this show and hope this was helpful. Make sure to like and subscribe.